You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
Trending from simple to increasingly plain, the Angel Phase is defined by nearly 2 million ceramic artifacts over a few hundred years in southern Indiana, Illinois, and northern Kentucky.
This is episode 257 for the 14th of September, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and this is Arc 365, a podcast today in 2017. If you'd like to help out with the 2018 edition, join the team or ask any questions you might have by sending an email to chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. A phase, in archaeological terms, helps define a unique characteristic of a time period. Phases are often based on artifact types or some other technological distinction. The Angel Phase defines an area on the northern and southern sides of the Ohio River in southern Indiana, northwestern Kentucky, and parts of Illinois. The phase dates from 1050 CE to 1350 CE. There are over 2.5 million cataloged artifacts associated with the Angel Phase. Most of the artifacts are ceramic vessels and pottery fragments. 98% of the ceramics are plain or are very simply decorated. Cord marking and fabric impressions, common in other areas, are rare in the Angel Phase. There are almost no lithics or chipstone tools and fragments, and very few groundstone artifacts.
This network is supported by our listeners. You can become a supporting member by going to arcpodnet.com/members and signing up. As a supporting member, you have access to high-quality downloads of each show and a discount at our future online store, and access to show hosts on a members-only Slack team. For professional members, we'll have training shows and other special content offered throughout the year. Once again, go to arcpodnet.com/members to support the network and get some great extras and swag in the process. That's arcpodnet.com/members.
Seriation is a concept used in archaeology to help track technological changes through time. Certain markers are chosen and the development is observed and noted. For the Angel Phase, ceramic vessel rim thickness and handle variation shift in style over time and are used to define the phase. The earlier portions of the phase show a loop handle, where later times the handle shifts to a strap. Decoration is used for seriation as well. The ramate-incised sherd dates to early parts of the phase, while the parkin punctated dates to later times. The 400-year span of the Angel Phase is divided into three sub-phases: Jonathan Creek, about 1000 to 1100 to 1200 CE, Angeli, 1200 to 1300 CE, and Tinsley Hill, 1300 to 1450 CE. The Angel Chiefdom appeared to collapse around 1450 CE. Many of the people in the area relocated downriver to the confluence of the Ohio and Wabash Rivers. They became the Caborn-Welborn culture. The study of archaeology resulting in the Angel Phase and Mississippian archaeology was focused on the study of shell-tempered pottery. Shell-tempered pottery in the southeastern United States was first described by Dumont. He described how women were in charge of the process, a determination that I'd like to see hold up today. A number of researchers have investigated sites in the Angel Phase and have helped further define it and understand its people and components. The story of this area and this time is far from complete, and the sites in the region have a lot more to tell us. Don't forget to check out APM membership. We have a lot of things we'd like to do in the next year, and we can't do it without your help. Go to arcpodnet.com/members for more information. That's arcpodnet.com/members. Thank you. That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor ARC 365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.